Blog Talk Radio.
That was the smooth sounds of Mary J. Blige. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get ready and move right into our day with Diane Reeves. We're going to testify. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify, my mind is strong. I just got to testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I gotta testify. Oh, 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 oh.
Testify, testify.
Oh, gotta tell my story.
Testify, testify.
About the love, about the light and the glory.
Testify, testify.
How it taught me to walk. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Testify, testify.
Yeah, how it taught me to talk. Oh, I gotta testify, 'cause I feel all.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode. That was Diane Reed called Testify. This is your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning, good morning. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power on premises. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit known by many names, but on this line, we call it God. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there's not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to begin. Center your mind. Center your thoughts. I want you to focus in on the breath. You see, sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So in this right now moment, I want you to bring in the breath. By breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight. Breathing deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, and releasing it through the mouth this morning. And I want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, just breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. That I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. And release. As we breathe, family, I just want you to breathe. And release. As we center our mind, recognizing that God is all there is. And as we call in on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, confused winds of abundance, as we call for a lesson upon our money substance, recognizing that money is just another expression of God in love. And so as we call in our abundance this morning, thank God for blessings in our finances. Financial blessings, supernatural explosive blessings, multiplication, spiritual multiplying our money, just giving thanks for all forms of money, expected and unexpected, as we hear Ayana Vincent.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, "I am so grateful." And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, "I am so grateful." And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, "Thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful." And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold the thought form, "I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience." Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." Slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." Again, a long, deep inhale. "I am so grateful." And a slow, complete exhale. "Grateful I am." And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. and allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of Love Journey. That was Kim right here on the Love Journey with Janine. And that was called Intimacy. Wow. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, and I just want to say I'm super excited about reading this new book, Abundance Now. I'll tell you, we also signing up, for those who want to sign up for the Rich Dad, Poor Dad cash flow game, make sure you text message me, email me, because we're going to get started tomorrow. We're going to start playing the game. Are you excited, family? We're going to be playing the game. The game is exciting. It's a way for us to really learn how to have a relationship with our money, but it's also a way to learn how to invest, what to think about, and some things that you probably haven't thought about in ways that you should think about it. So when you get a chance, if you're interested, sign up at richdad.com. That's richdad.com. And let us know that you signed up and let us know that you want to be a part of the game. And, hey, you can always, you know, stop and play a little game of money. It reminds me of when we were growing up and used to do it. Like Monopoly, but now we play a cash flow, learning how to live in the flow. Powerful. It's funny how technology has evened the playing field, giving us the opportunity to live more in the flow. Yes, yes. I'm super excited. So if you, again, want to sign up, that's richdad.com. And I want you to sign up. And let's get ready to play the money game. All right. I just want to remind you that I hope you got your money journal. I hope you're becoming very intentional with your money and learning how to use your money wisely. All right, family, I'm going to read from The Science of the Mind. And I want you to just hear the words as we think about who we are, defining ourselves, and what it is that we desire in this world. What is it? Have we even set our intentions? Have we really set our intentions? And recognize that everything we will ever need or want is right there within us. Today's science is your power is within. They start off with a quote, Eleanor Roosevelt. You always admire what you really don't understand. In a book called This Thing Called You, on page 33, Ernest Holmes, you see, you do not pray this power into existence. Your use of it is not a prayer to the power, but a recognition of it. That's an interesting thought. Can you think of someone who seems to have a blessed life? There are people in the world that can appear to be impervious to anything negative. Their lives seem to be hardwired to produce only good, only success, and only prosperity. Well, how do they do it? You see, my grandmother Esther used to say, my grandfather could fall into a bucket of slop and still come out smelling like a rose. Well, that wasn't exactly what she said, frankly, but for the purposes of this magazine, that will suffice. You really get the ideas. You see, the truth is that Grandpa Matt just expected to get his way and usually made a tidy sum in the process. You see, he normally just got what he wanted. There are also the popular stars we term an overnight successes. With few exceptions, no one achieves celebrity without study, hard work, and perseverance. The seemingly overnight success probably took years for those people to realize. But that determination is exactly what Grandpa Pamak had, too. He never gave up. Each one knew success was up to them. They were not looking for a handout. They were looking within and found the strength to move forward. They were looking within. We can, too, because all the power we need to create a life worth living is where? Within us. What have you been striving after for far too long without results? Let me ask you that question. What have you been striving after for far too long without results? Is there an action, no matter how small, that you could take today that will move you closer to the success you seek? Today's affirmation, I believe in the power that is within me. Come on, family. I believe in the power that is within me. Spirit guides my every step, and I'm in complete alignment with my good. Wow. I am in complete alignment with my good. What a great question to ask ourselves today. What a great question to ponder. What have we been striving for too long without results? No matter how small, that we could take today that will move us closer to the success that we seek. I want you to think about that today as you move through this day. Because the questions we ask ourselves, the more empowering questions that we begin to ask ourselves, the more empowering answers we get. Some of us are not really sitting still to hear those empowering answers because we're not sitting still and asking those empowering questions. What question could you ask today that you can get an answer from that could change the direction and the course of your life today? Too many times we get caught up in question the why instead of asking, what is the divine wanting to express to me? What is the divine trying to express to me in this lockdown moment? And that's the question I want you all to ponder this weekend. Think about it. What is it that the divine is trying to express through the presence of who you are as a black goddess on the planet? What is it that God wants from you? What is it that God wants from you? How does God want to express himself to you? So I want you to sit with your heart and journal that this weekend. You know, so many times we're looking for our money, or we're looking for more things to add into it. But what is it that we can simply ask? As we write in our journals, what is the divine wanting to express to me today? Question that we will write in our journals. What is it? And so as we move into our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe this morning, reminding you that we're reading from the book by Lisa Nichols called Abundance Now. I want you to pull your books out. I pray you have the book. I pray you read it, because this book, when I tell you, it is an amazing book. It's just so much impactful information that you don't want to put it down. This book is going to change your life, family. You got it. So let's invite in my amazing sister this morning, Miss Chastity Wells. I just want to give Chastity Wells just a super, super, super love this morning. I mean, let me put the song though first. Together, family, for Miss Chastity. And when I say put your hands together, I want you to send lots of love through the phone this morning, just giving thanks for a real, amazing, honest sister from another mister, Miss Chastity Wells. Getting you ready for the $1 savings, girl.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, love journey. Happy Friday. Lord have mercy, Janine, your nose, baby. Oh, Janine. So, happy Friday, family. I'm super excited for us to be here and to continue on with Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm super excited. I hope that everyone actually has their book as well. We are actually beginning in the very beginning part of our book, Abundance Now, which is a book by Lisa Nichols, helping us to amplify our life and achieve prosperity today. Last week, we had an opportunity where we were kind of just diving in just a little bit, getting ready for our transformation, defining abundance and scarcity, and talking about those different things. And family, I really just want to reiterate this morning on this Friday, May 12th, as we prepare for Mother's Day weekend and the rest of it, guys, this really is a dialogue. It's not a monologue. I can sit and talk to myself all day long and promise I do that too. I take ample notes. I do affirmations. I write on my mirrors. So I really do have a great monologue with myself. However, this time that we set aside on Fridays is really about us having a dialogue in regards to the book. So I just really want us to be mindful that it is a dialogue, and I'm really excited about us all sharing our experiences with the book. And when we do actually open up the lines, just to continue for us all to be able to set the tone of keeping everything within a minute of talking about your share of the book, to give everyone an opportunity to be able to share this morning. So I'm super excited for us to jump in, Janine. I know everyone might be excited as well. And if your mother has already transitioned on, God bless you all, and just holding the space and honoring your mother and holding that abundant space as you continue to move through this day and this weekend. So, on top of this, and we kept them where we had left off last week. I'm actually trying to do a couple things at one time, so I apologize that I keep stopping. But we left off last week. We had the opportunity of talking about getting ready for transformation, defining abundance and scarcity. And Lisa Nichols was able to say in the beginning of the book, if abundance is not something available for sale or purchase, Janine, it's something that we tap into and grow. So again, family, abundance is not something that is available for sale or purchase, but it's something that we tap into and grow. One of my recaps that I really wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to go back over last weekend is just understanding the myths in our culture today about scarcity and deprivation, and how sometimes if we experience struggle and hardship, how if we start off our life with scarcity and deprivation, it ensures that we're going to experience struggle and hardship, and that's just truly a myth. You do not have to experience hardship and scarcity for the rest of your life. The truth is that where you started out in life, you have a choice between scarcity and abundance. So again, let me say that again so we all understand really the whole point of this book, that it doesn't matter how we start out, right? You can start out in scarcity and deprivation early in life, but it does not say that we will stay in struggle and hardship. We do have a choice in our life between scarcity and abundance. You have a choice between simply managing the struggle or living a rich, rewarding life filled with unique experiences, exciting career options, nurturing relationships, and the comfort and ease that come with financial success. As Lisa Nichols says, everyone, she said yes, yes. Y'all say yes, yes. So I'm super excited about it, and that's really what this book is really going to unfold and give us the opportunity just to continue to talk about and just understanding that. I loved when she brought up also one of the books that really did change her life, which is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and it was a reminder in there by Stephen Covey to begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. So that's where we actually had left off last week. And then we talked about our eulogy and what would your eulogy say about you. Because remember, we talked about if we had an opportunity to get different people 3 years from now, four speakers, whether it was a family member, a friend, a business acquaintance, or a community volunteer, describe your character and the difference that you made in their lives. What would they say? What would your eulogy say? So I thought that that was a really powerful conversation. I know, Janine, it was something that my mom and I really had an opportunity to converse about a little bit later as well, even in the, later on in the week. It really does give you a aha moment in how you're showing up in your own life and how we are prepared to move forward. And without me just moving too far ahead of where we're headed today, I just wanted to know, was that an aha for anyone else? When we asked that question last week, what would your eulogy say about you? Did it really give you the opportunity to think about, are you living an abundant life? What would people say about you if we asked a family member, a friend, a business acquaintance, and a community volunteer to describe you and the impact you made in their life? Press star 6 if you're on the line, or press 1 if you're on Block Talk. I would love to hear what you have to say about it. Was that an aha moment for you like it was for me last week?
All right.
quick. I said, yeah, everybody didn't want to jump at one time. They weren't ready.
Well, maybe you need to ask it again. Maybe they missed it. Say it again.
All right. So we're just recapping from last week. I just want to know, was that an aha for you when we talked about our eulogy? What would your eulogy say about you if we asked four people, a family member, a friend, a business acquaintance, or a community volunteer? It sounds like somebody opened up their mind.
Good morning, Chastity.
Hey, Mommy.
It's your mommy. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line. And, of course, that was a aha moment, as you and I talked about. I don't want to monopolize the conversation this morning because you and I did some dialogue about it. We even laughed and joked because at one point I've written my own eulogy. And that's real funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
However, being able to appreciate and to hear those things while we are still here was an aha moment for me. It's important that you know how people feel before we leave here. So it was a good discussion that we had, and I'll just leave it up to anyone else to want to comment. Happy Friday, Love Journey family.
Yeah,
happy Mother's Day, Mommy. So I thought about that question. I was trying to give other people opportunities so I wouldn't monopolize either. And I thought, but, you know, that could be a question that maybe make people feel like, wow. But for me, I thought, what would I want people to say about me? And the things that I wrote down, the characteristics, I'm like, wow, well, I'm already being impactful in other people's lives. You know, I wanted people to say some really amazing things that, and when I read, looked back over some of the testimonies and reviews that people had written, people are already saying things that I would want them to say at my funeral. And so I began to think, but what more would I want them to say? What kind of legacy would I want to leave? And so the place that I want to be more significant in is my financial significance. I want to leave really a major financial significance and meaning like building a wing in a library where kids can, where youth can come in and then children can come in and they can, you know, create, read, but not always have to be quiet. You know, like you can go to libraries and you can get books, but you have to be quiet. But a space where they can actually have book conversations, come in and talk about, you know, what they're reading and maybe have book clubs and things like that. So I thought about that because I love to read and I love. So I started thinking about things that I love that I would like to leave the planet with that other people can enjoy and create that platform so they can have that platform to discuss books, to discuss. And there's so many things that's going on in our young people's lives where they don't really have an opportunity or a platform to be authentic and transparent about their feelings. So I went really, really deep into it and wrote it out, actually, what I would like to leave in terms of a legacy. Because I impact a major, mostly everybody that I'm around, but I want to leave an impact in a way that even long after I'm gone, it will still continue. In a way that would be, you know. So that's the kind of stuff I wrote down.
Yes, and I think it was powerful. I just, you know, and I thank you, Lady, so much for sharing. I just think it was just really very thought-provoking for all of us, more than anything. Like my mom said, we did have a really engaging conversation in regards to it. And it's just what I really want all of us to take away from that. Even if you don't want to share some of the things that was on your mind, that's fine. What I really want more than anything, and I think her intention in asking that question was to stir up, how are you showing up on the planet? How are we showing up on the planet? How can we show up in a more impactful way? What are some of those things? And to give us the opportunity to clear out the mess, right, and to really show up in a greater way. That is some of the reasons that I love when we approach full moons and we pass full moons and different things like that, because it gives us all the opportunity to really stir up that emotional connection deep within and give us a time of reflection, whether we understand it or not. That is the energy that's happening right now. So I just really wanted to reiterate that. And if it was something that kind of just blew over last weekend and you just kind of heard it, However, you just didn't really stand in that space. I want to challenge you again just to think about what would your eulogy say about you? What would your eulogy say about you if we had to ask four speakers, a family member, a friend, a business acquaintance, or a community volunteer to describe your character and the difference that you made in your life? And as we move on from there, I really want us to get into this week about, does our cup run it over? And the only way our cup can really start running over is for us to really understand the impact that we are really making in our own lives as well as people's lives in the community around us. So moving on to this week's lesson, we're talking about if you have the book, we actually are on page 14. And it has gotten meaty already because y'all know Lisa Nichols is pretty much in your face and a direct type of girl, which I absolutely adore because that's how I learn. So this week we're going to be talking about, does your cup run over? When I work with clients and students to create their abundant life, I start by asking them to examine their spiritual life, relationships, finances, and health, and what we're looking for, is it whether they feel fulfilled in those areas. And I thought that this was really, really powerful as well, because it does give us an opportunity just to really look into our lives, and that's really what this is all about. In just a moment, I'll ask you to examine those areas closely as well. Think about whether you have reached a level of satisfaction in each area. Are you feeling connected in your spiritual walk, enjoying blissful relationships, satisfied with your finances, experiencing vibrant, good health? Do you feel whole and complete? Are you living your purpose or current life assignment at this stage of life? Do you feel valued for life assignment at this stage of life? Or do you feel valued for your contribution? Give me a charter. All right. Whether you're a stay-at-home parent or running a multi-million-dollar corporation or somewhere in between, how do you feel? Or do you constantly feel lack and frustration with your progress? What I've discovered about abundance is this, Janine, is that it's a mindset more than just your actual circumstances. It's a mindset. And I thought that was really powerful that she said that. And this mindset doesn't require a lot of money. One of the great stories that Lisa Nichols did take the opportunity to share with us, she was talking about her grandma, Bernice, in the next preceding chapters after this. And she was talking about with grandma, Bernice, she wasn't a real wealthy woman as far as finances was concerned. But she was a very loving woman is how she described her. And she had a very stern hand, though. She never had to whoop the kids or anything like Lisa was able to say. However, one of the things that Lisa pointed out is that she had a fireplace that they would light every now and then, right, to light up the home and cook with and things like that. And Lisa didn't know until years later when she was grown that Grandma was only using that fireplace when the gas was cut off in the house. But because Grandma had such a powerful disposition and mindset of love and abundance, Lisa never knew that the reality was they were only using that fireplace because the gas was cut off. Now, this isn't a reminder, and I don't really want us to harp in this place because I understand that people can get really excited and comfortable in the space of talking about how we can stretch a dollar over the next 2 weeks. But I just think she really used that as a bookmark, a benchmark, just to show you that it's not always about just finances in that one area. It's about spiritual growth. It's about just abundance all the way around family and just showing up in that and how you can show up for you and your family. It's more than just finances. And I think that's a very great key point, but it's not a point for us to really get ensnared in either, okay, because I know a lot of times we love just talking about how we give and show up to other people, but we're talking about all the way around the board, just living an abundant life. So my question is this, do you have more than enough to be happy in your spiritual life, your relationships or finances, and your health? Does the person you show up to be in the world, both for yourself and others, playful out? Let me ask you that again. Does the person you show up to be in the world, both for yourself and others, play full out? Have you defined what prosperity means to you instead of adopting someone else's version of abundance? I think that's powerful. Have you defined what prosperity means for you instead of adopting someone else's version of abundance? To me, abundance is simple. It's having enough, being fulfilled, and feeling as though my cup runneth over. What does abundance look like for you? I think that's really powerful because I really want us to have the opportunity to not only just have that internal dialogue with ourselves, but to also be able to share and move forward in this conversation as well. One of the key points that she was able to bring up next that I would love for everyone to do is on page 16, she has us all take a personal assessment of where we are in our lives. It's an abundance test. And I think this was a great place. And I'll be honest, guys, I had already done it. As soon as the book came in the mail, I couldn't wait. I had already started reading it and the rest of it. And I was just so excited about it. And I really wanted to do this personal assessment. And it gave us the opportunity to assess different areas of our lives, the four areas of our lives: spiritual, your relationships, career, and finances, and finally your health and wellness, and determining how fulfilled I felt and how we felt in those areas. And if you still have the book, you can write it down now because you can take it as well. It is a free assessment. It's a personal prosperity quiz. You can find it at www.abundancenowonline.com. So again, that's www.abundance, A-B-U-N, D as in David, A-N-C-E, now.online.com/resources. Now, you got to make sure you put the online because I was doing all type of stuff. I didn't see it at first. But it's going to be www.abundancenowonline.com/resources. So I thought that was really cool just to be able to take that assessment and look at the different relationships in my life. So I do want to open it up because, again, it is a dialogue for us all just to see did anyone have the opportunity to do the assessment online. And if you haven't, that's okay. We can still kind of move forward from that, and we can always revisit those assessments at a later date if you haven't had the opportunity. You can press star 6 if you're on the line or 1 if you're on Blog Talk.
Good morning.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I was so excited. I set my alarm because the kids ain't have to go to school this morning. So
yes.
I'm going to set my alarm. I pulled my book out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be ready to go in the morning for Millionaire Minds Conversation Cafe. Okay. So.
Can you say your name and where you're calling from, please?
Khadijah. This is
Khadijah.
I'm calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh in the house. Happy Friday.
So to me, Lisa, this book, for me personally, is about connecting the dots. And she gives you, she really gives you a blueprint. She really gives you like a map. And I'm doing the Abundance Now course as well. So it goes a little bit more in depth in each area when you take the course. And it was funny because as you're evaluating those different areas of your life, your spiritual life, your finances, your relationships, your career, and your health and your wellness, what came up for me was my relationships were not so good. And my health and wellness was not so good. My spiritual life was awesome. Like, my spiritual life was solid. I was like, not to say that I didn't need to do work because, you know, it's a continuing thing, your relationship with God and you know, that's for as long as you live and beyond. But, you know, I found it interesting that my health and wellness and my relationships both came up short. And it wasn't until I started to work on my relationships that my finances started to improve. It wasn't until I started working on my relationships that my health and wellness started to improve, because my story was, I got to do it myself. I got to do this myself. If it's to be, it's up to me. And, you know, shifting just that one thought in my mind helped me to start to improve the relationships around me. My mother-in-law and I had a wonderful conversation yesterday. Yesterday was my husband's birthday. And for whatever reason, things always hit me really hard with him on his birthday, never the date of his death. And she and I had that conversation of, like, what would you say to a person at their eulogy? Like, and I always talk about giving people their flowers now. You know, give people their flowers now. Tell people that you appreciate them. Tell people that you love them or that you admire them. And then the other piece was, and I'm trying to be, I'm jumping because I want to get what I have to say out and so we can move forward. But, you know, the health part, right? I've been concentrating so hard on, I got to lose weight. Not taking the time to realize that health and wellness is more than just lose weight. Health and wellness is mental health. And, you know, that's been a big piece for me now, is taking care of my mental health. How is my mental health? Am I suffering from anxiety or depression? And do, again, the story, reaching out to people and saying I need help and not trying to figure it all out by myself. So the importance of building teams, the importance of having coaches, the importance of going to counseling, whatever it is that you need to do in that area, I've been building and doing that. And my finances and my spirituality by default have been elevating and improving because I've been paying attention to those other two areas. So, you know, it's like the quadrant. You have the four pieces of the quadrant, and you're concentrating on two pieces of the quadrant, and you're ignoring the other two pieces, and you're off balance. So it's finding that balance. And I thank you all for letting me go over a minute. And that's what I have to contribute. Peace.
Peace and blessings. Khadijah, you rock. I absolutely love your energy, and I just love your presence and your intentionality of showing up on the call, prepared, adding the value to the call, really staying on topic with what we're talking about here as well, because all of it does matter. It really does matter. And I'm a big, big fan of saying, and this is something I said to my mom as well, and she'll attest to it, and I said, you know, it's not about what people say only at your eulogy. Just remember those relationships that you have with people and tell them now, give them their flowers now. I know when I did my own personal assessment, I called Janine, I called different people, and I was very intentional with sending love and making sure everyone understood the value of how they meant to me in my life. So I think that is very, very important, because that is a part of us moving and living our abundant life. It's just acknowledging those four quadrants in your life. And even for myself and Jesus, I saw that some relationships that I had to let go, sugar, because they didn't serve me in the capacities that I felt like they did. It was an aha moment. I kind of knew it, but once I put it on paper, it was time to make some decisions. I think that this was really powerful for us all, and I'm so glad to hear, you know, everyone doing the work and just trying it out and just seeing how, you know, the shoe fits on you and, you know, how things are working for you. So I did just want to hit on one other point here, and then we can just kind of open it up for everyone and just kind of move forward from there. Because I do see we are at the top of the hour, but hey, I just wanted to really have more of a dialogue this morning instead of me going for the first 20 minutes and then leaving it for everyone else, okay? All right, so Lisa went on to say, I wanted to bring up one of these powerful moments because it was one that I actually highlighted, and it was an aha moment for me in learning to live a more abundant life. She was talking about she was coaching a woman, and, you know, the husband and wife, they actually had, infidelity issues because he had cheated online. And she was actually coaching the woman because the woman kept projecting into the future, anticipating the next time her husband would betray her because she no longer trusted him, family. And, you know, we've all been there, right? Maybe not in that degree, but in some degree, someone has broken your trust. But as Lisa was talking about, she said she was coaching a woman that she was missing 1,000 beautiful now moments. She was missing now moments by projecting and anticipating hurt into the future. Through further coaching, it became clear to her that she was not loving herself, and so she couldn't believe that her husband would give her the love that she deserved either. Her nightly assignment, family, was something known as the mirror exercise. And I know that's something we should all be familiar with here on the Love Journey. Instructing her to verbally admire her own qualities and celebrate her own daily wins to the image she saw before her, herself. By delivering those positive strokes to her conscious mind nightly, she could begin to embrace and love herself in the present moment. And by extension, give her husband permission to embrace and love her too. Whether you want more love and supportive relationships or you're pursuing other areas of abundance in your life, family, never miss another now moment. Acknowledge your bounty and brilliance today. After all, it's all you. The person you are in this moment, who you bring, the person who you are now in this moment, who will bring about the future you want to be. Unfortunately, family, far too many of us wait too long to live abundantly. We think we need to achieve great wealth or accumulate important friends or somehow become somebody, in quotation marks, before we start pursuing our dreams. My advice is to stop planning and start doing those things that are a part of an abundant life. So I really want us just to walk away with that moment. I really thought it was really, really powerful. Just to really talk and hone in on that, I really want us to remember to never miss another now moment. I know I was so guilty of that, thinking about the future and planning about something else, that I would miss certain things in a conversation because I'm thinking about something else. But I challenge us all to never miss another now moment, to live in the now. Don't project your fears about the future into your now. Just stay in the now. Love on the now. And do your mirror work, delivering positive strokes to your subconscious mind every night about every one of your wins. Whether it was you were able to go walking that week, you spoke positive of yourself, whatever it was, you were able to save some money into one of your money jars, whatever it was, celebrate yourself. Family, I want us to celebrate ourselves, even as us as mothers during this Mother's Day weekend, as we embark and we receive love from our children and from others. But create that space in your own life. Create that space of love. I challenge us all. Not only just the women, but the men as well. I challenge you to create that space of love in yourself by doing the mirror work, reminding yourself how powerful you are, how amazing you are, how beautiful you are. No matter the shade or the texture or of your hair or how tall or whatever, you know, we have so many quirks and qualms about ourselves, but just really, 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 just don't miss the abundance. and who we are. And let's stop with the thinking we have to become somebody to attract certain friends or certain levels of success. Don't miss the opportunity of now. Appreciate who you are now. Because it's this goddess, it's that God that actually has to show up and love on themselves to create the space to become that future person. So I love you all. I love this book. And I really want us to be able to share if anyone else has something else that they wanted to bring up or if any of those points resonated with you. Definitely press star 6. I would love to hear from you. Or press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I know it was a really great and, you know, a meaty conversation this morning, so maybe everyone doesn't have something to say right away. And that's okay, too. I definitely do understand. But I just want to remind us all just to stop planning and start doing those things that are a part of your abundant life. All right? And just one of the quotes I want to leave you with Jim Rohn. I want you to set a goal that is big enough that in the process of achieving it, you become someone worth becoming. I think that was powerful. I want you to set a goal that is big enough that in the process of achieving it, you become someone worth becoming. And that's a goal. That's a quote by the famous Jim Rohn. So I just want to leave that with you all, family. And we are a little bit over the top of the hour, but I did just want to be able to share my heart with yours here today and just encourage us, guys, just to continue to stay open, never miss another now moment, really, really, really love on yourselves, really do the self-assessment, the personal prosperity quiz, which is on www.abundancenowonline.com/resources. Do the quiz, family. You may be amazed at what your answers are. You may be amazed at what those answers are, right? You may really think your health is together until once you start writing all this stuff down and you realize, you know what, you're not honoring your temple the way you really could, or your finances, or your relationships don't serve you in the capacity that you once thought they did. So I challenge you guys. I challenge you all just to love on yourself and love on yourself enough to do the quiz, to really do a real check, mirror check with yourself. Because that's the only way that we really can love on ourselves and really attract the true abundance and love that we truly do desire and we are worthy of. It's our birthright. Abundance is our birthright, family. This book is revolutionary, but it's not the words. It's not just Lisa Nichols. It's the work. You have to be willing to do the work, family. Love on you as I love on me. And let's join in this space again next Friday. Same time, same place on the Love Journey. I love you all. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to share and serve with you each and every Friday. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I am here for you for all your insurance needs, any questions or concerns that you may have, or, you know, you need a policy for your family, definitely feel free to reach out to me directly. My direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. And I am licensed in multiple states to be able to assist you. I am able to assist with grandparents being able to get their grandkids covered as well. And you don't even need a Social Security number for that. We have policies as low as $4 a month to make sure your family is protected. I will be also hosting a conference call next Thursday evening, and I will post it again on the Love Journey later on this week or next week. I apologize. But I'm just giving it to you guys early because you are my Love Journey family. It's going to be next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because I am on the East Coast here in Georgia. And I'm just going to be talking a little bit more about insurance. A lot of times in our community, Janine, we are not educated in understanding who needs insurance, why you need insurance, and having an insurance plan just through your employer is not enough. because you're not going to work there forever, and you can't take that policy just like you can't take their health insurance plan with you either. So just really educating our people, because the reality is if I don't do it, no one else who does not look like us will do it. So it's just a place of really serving, answering questions. Again, it'll be next Thursday at 9 p.m. That number is 712-432-6295. Again, it's 712-432-6295. And I will be also posting the conference ID number online. But if you had any questions about that as well, or you just want to make sure you have it, you are able to text me as well. Again, my direct contact number is 614-230-6600. Love, Johnny. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Janine, for the opportunity to serve. I love you all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and to those whose moms have transcended the earth. Peace and blessings to you, especially for holding that space.
All right, all right. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Chastity A. Wheeler. So I want to go back to one thing. You know, I want to go back to on page 16 when we talk about the mirror work. Sees you at the bottom, just before bedtime, look into the mirror, gaze into your own eyes. Listen to this coach just before bedtime. Look into the mirror and gaze into your own eyes. And she says, state out loud all the ways you appreciate yourself, especially for your accomplishments that day. Especially for your accomplishments for that day. Again, she said, just before bedtime, look into the mirror, gaze into your own eyes, and state out loud all the ways you can appreciate yourself. You will find that it's a very powerful exercise. I'd like for you to try it this weekend. You know, you should have your mirrors anyway by your bed because we do mirror work anyway. So instead of just doing the mirror work, good morning, love. Let's look in the mirror, gaze into our own eyes, and begin to tell ourselves what we accomplished for that day, what we appreciate about ourselves. Especially, I'd like for you to really start thinking about what is it that you appreciate about yourself. Think about that. All right, family, I want to thank Tassie and Kanisha. Again, if you're ready to play Rich Dad, Cash Flow with Rich Dad, you just go to richdad.com. We will be playing in the morning. It's a really phenomenal game that makes you look at cash flow sheets. It has you looking at your expenses and your liabilities. What is a good deal? How can that deal add to your cash flow? It really makes you think. So tomorrow, we, the Love Journey family, will be playing together. This will be our first time playing together. If you're interested, richdad.com. Text me, let me know that you're interested. Email me some kind of way, let me know that you're on so we can put you in to the group. And let's play cash flow, family. Let's learn how to use our money and what is a good deal. You come away thinking about money from a different perspective. Richdad.com. All right, family, let's do it. Any more questions, comments, concerns before we get off the line this morning? All right, family, I'm super, super excited. Super excited to play cash flow. I'm ready to get my money on. Get my money on. I hope that you have your money journals and begin to master the game of money. And so in our money journals, I hope you got a chance to pick one up, create it, design it, whatever you want to do. And remember to this weekend, the question to go over is, what is the divine expression through me this week? Again, I want you to go through that and just really ask yourself, what is the divine wanting to express through me? What is it that me, personally me, of all the people God created us to be on the planet at this time. And so I want you to ponder that. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What is it that the divine shines through you uniquely? What is the divine expressing to you? That's a great question to ponder. Don't forget to do mirror work exercises. And this is a great weekend to do the particular resource that Chastity was talking about and go through the different areas of your life and find out how you showed up in your personal prosperity quiz. It's powerful. I actually downloaded it, and I'll be doing it myself this weekend. And so I'm super excited about seeing where I am. And I want you to do it too. And then once you've done the personal quiz, write in your journal. Yes. All right, family. I'm super excited about getting our money away. All right, we got a great lineup next week. Got a great lineup next week. Don't forget to invite a friend and let the healing begin. Also want to remind you, Manifestation Destination Prayer Line will be on Sunday. That's Carla LaVoe Hawkins doing her Manifestation Destination Prayer Line each and every Sunday. So just because it's Mother's Day, don't think she's not showing up. She will be there. So you want to check that out. Monday, Evolutionary Woman. I was looking for it on Facebook this morning, but I guess I got to get a link from Miss Khadijah. And let's support Miss Khadijah and her Evolutionary Woman radio show. All right, family, that's it. That's all I got for you this morning. I want to remind you to send somebody love this weekend. And as we honor the divine presence of the feminine energy, I want you, if you're a mother, to honor your presence. If you still have your mother around, honor her presence. And if your mother is not, then just stop and think about all the great things that she left you here on the planet with. And just give honor to her presence. I would give honor to my mom's presence this weekend. I was thinking about her all day yesterday, thinking how grateful I am to recognize the presence, the gift that I am, and the reason that I came through my mother. And so I just want to remind you this weekend, if you are in this harmony with your mother, to just spend some time and simply send forgiveness and love into the energy of her space. Because you, before you know it, one day you might wake up and wish that you hadn't let that much time go by in disharmony. So spend some time in forgiveness this weekend. Not about who's wrong, who's right, but just about the gift of the relationship, the gift that she took the time out of her life, 9 months, and honored her body to bring you to the planet. If that's all you got to thank her for because you feel she didn't show up in other ways, it's okay. Just thank her for that. So if you're in disharmony with your mom this weekend, I want you to stop and just honor her presence. Don't make her wrong. Don't make yourself wrong. Just know that what is what is. But do you want to be right or do you want to have love? And that's the place you want to be right now. Thanking your mom for the very essence. Don't forget to stop to thank the Divine Mother, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, in the presence of the divine energy of mother. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday morning, family. Super excited. And for those who are looking to play the game, don't forget to go to richdad.com and sign up at richdad.com. There's some free resources there as well. You might want to check out some of those free resources, and you might want to check out some of the information that's on there. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember, family, choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember to not just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. All right, family, I'm going to play Home by Stephanie Mills. This was one of my mom's favorite songs, When I Think of Home. I think of Home.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the talk.